This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me, friend. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for WGOD Radio, because you have tuned in to hear a word from God today, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed, because we're going to be in His Word where God speaks. Lord, we thank You that You always speak to us, that You have a now word for us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and that is in Your Word. Lord, we tune into Your frequency today. Speak to us through Your Word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in Revelation chapter 3. We're looking at this church in Thyatira. And I have a quick minute to introduce our program here today. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio. I'm Paul Esposito. Again, our website, WGODRadio.com. Facebook, also WGOD Radio. And on Twitter, it's the same thing, at WGOD Radio. Follow along with us. These programs are uploaded on either one of those two sites as soon as they're recorded. We're going to hear today how to discern a false prophet. So I just want to give a quick intro to that. That's what we're looking at here today, because again, we're looking at this Jezebel and this false prophet. And the Lord expects us to be able to tell the difference between a real prophet and a false prophet. So how can you tell the difference? That's what we're looking at. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning, where we're going to be looking at the great theology behind the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, God and Sinners Reconciled. Now, here's today's message, how to discern a false prophet. I want to wrap up this letter here at Thyatira today with looking at what is a prophet. We're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got a stern word for the pastor of this church as we see this messenger, as he says to the messenger of the church in Thyatira, right? Now, in layman's terms, he has taken the pastor into his office here, and he's closing the door. He's got a strict word for the pastor of this church. Here it is. These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works and love and faith and service and your endurance. And your last works are greater than the first. But I've got this against you, that you tolerate your wife, Jezebel. Some translations say you tolerate that woman, Jezebel. Doesn't matter which one is right. The thing is this. She calls herself a prophetess to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. All right, this is what I want to look at here today. First, let's say, how do we know the person is a false prophet? There's two answers to that. Well, my first answer is out of Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus says, beware of false prophets who comes to you in sheep's clothing. And he said, ultimately, you will know them by their fruits. Now, look at the fruit of this woman. It says here that she taught and seduced my servants, Jesus speaking, to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. How do we know when someone is a false prophet or not? By their fruit, by what words are coming out of their mouth. The words coming out of the mouth of this woman, that we're leading people into sin. I've got another answer to that, and that would be, if you would please, if you can, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 18, starting in verse 19. Now, here in Deuteronomy 18:18 is one of the famous places of God, Moses, speaking a prophecy that one was going to, this is a prophecy of the Christ, where it says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will speak unto them all that I shall command him. That's God giving a prophecy that the Christ was going to come like Moses. I will raise up a prophet like him. Capital P. Verse 19. Now it'll come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But if the prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of another God, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how will we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, and you shall not be afraid of him. Now that's what the Lord says. How do you know? How do you know if a prophet is speaking in the name of the Lord? Two ways. Number one, if they're leading you to sin. Number two, if what they say does not come to pass. You know, I'm going to give you number three today. Here's number three. There are no prophets anymore. Where does it say that in the Bible? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 says this. It says, God, who in various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Now, I put it to you, though prophets are listed in the spiritual gifts, Ephesians chapter 4, so are apostles listed as well in there. You don't see anywhere in the Bible how to select an apostle. Apostles were chosen by Jesus Christ. Out of his own mouth, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you. And an apostle had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. You don't have a service to choose an apostle. They were chosen by Jesus Christ, and they had to see him alive after he was raised up from the dead. Likewise, there's no instructions given in the Bible how to choose a prophet. They're listed in the spiritual gifts, but the prophets were given until the word of God was complete. The last prophet ultimately was Jesus Christ. Though we see Agabus in the Bible was a prophet, we see that people prophesied. Philip's four virgin daughters prophesied. Others prophesied as well, but they didn't have a Bible like you do. You've got the word of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. You've got the word of God complete. Everything that you need to know is in this book. Every direction, where to go, where not to go. You've got the Holy Spirit inside of you. You've got the word of God. As Jude called it, you have the faith once for all delivered to the saints. You've got something that they didn't have. They needed prophets to help and tell them these things. You have got all the prophets recorded. You have got the entire word of God. There are no prophets today. Don't listen to a prophet to give you a new revelation from God. You've got the entire revelation from God, and you could spend 500 lifetimes trying to know all this book, and you still won't know it. The time won't ever come in your life where you're done with the Bible because you've learned everything in it. Now, that might sound like a tough word, but I say it for a reason, because you can't take that promise in Deuteronomy 18 lightly when he says that. This, I believe, is the meaning of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, that says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and that scripture is talking about everyone out here today that calls himself a prophet, that speaks a word presumptuously, that is not a word that came from Almighty God. I've always wondered what that verse meant, and he says it right there in the verse. These that prophesy, that are speaking presumptuously, that aren't speaking because they are a prophet of God, capital P. Can you imagine that? Prophet, think about that. I've run into so many people that call themselves prophet. Here's our list of prophets. We have Ezekiel, Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Betty Birnbaum from Birmingham. I think not. We've got the faith once for all delivered to the saints. The voice of the prophet is already recorded in the Word of God. You've got everything that you need. And we see in this text here in Revelation chapter 2, what happens to this woman and her followers. He said, I gave her time that she might repent, but she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I am casting her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, if they do not repent of her works. Then he says, I will kill her children with death. And all the churches will know that I am he that searches minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now let's wrap it up here in these last couple of verses. Verse 26, he says, he who overcomes and keeps my works till the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron, and they will be smashed to pieces like clay vessels, as I also have received from my Father. Now there he's quoting Psalm 2 there. Verse 28, I will give to him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So perhaps you're wondering, what is the morning star? Well, we have the answer to that. Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, it says this, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify these things to you for the churches. I am the root and the stock of David, the bright and morning star. Who is the morning star? It's Jesus. He's promising you himself, his very presence. He's promising you him for overcoming. It's the same message to every church, all of us through all the church ages, from the First Church of Ephesus down to the last church at the end of the church age, to him who overcomes. To him who overcomes, you and I will sit with him on his throne as he overcame and sat with his Father on his throne. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. We will pick it up in our next program, looking at the church from Sardis. So again, I thank everyone for tuning in here today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I encourage you, friends, be on the lookout today for false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
The space in my mind is too small for you. The space in my heart is too small for you too.